Good morning, Raymond.
Another fine day. It's raining out. Powers of God are controlling everything. Light, rain, fire, air. It's all under my control. My son and the Holy Spirit are all in agreement. Nothing happens on this planet without the three of us being in agreement. The battles in the heavens are raging on. The devil is regrouping right now because he had quite a bit of losses in the Mideast. They're trying to regroup, trying to figure out what to do. But the thing is, with God, I already know what they're trying to do. That's what's so silly with the devil and man. They figure, they think, but I already know. Like one guy said, been there, did that. It doesn't matter. I laid out a plan, and it happened to the letter. I know my flock. I know where they're sleeping. I know where they're awake. I know what they're thinking. I know their heartaches. Some are strong. Some are just gliding along. It's where the battle is. The enemy is just attacking them, confusing, trying to conquer and divide. Some people would say divide and conquer. But it doesn't matter. I'm in charge of everything. The important thing is my flock has to get into the Bible, has to pray, they have to unite. They have to behave like a spiritual army with one focus, and that's Jehovah God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. It's an unbreakable bond. As soon as man gets in there and tries to control, manipulate, and sit on the throne of God, that's when problems begin. It's why the world is in such a mess. Too many pastors try to be God. They like the praise. They like the funds, the money. I pity them. For when their knee goes down, there won't be any mercy. They had no mercy on the flock. Why should I give them any mercy? They don't repent. They pay lip service to certain things that they're caught at. Their hearts don't change. They're not fooling no one but themselves. One bad seed corrupts a lot of people. They all fall into the pit. But Raymundo, I won't lose one of mine. People who seek pastors that are flamboyant, charismatic, aren't seeking God. They're seeking an idol. They can sit there and wave their arms and dance and sing and think they're praising God because they throw the name of Jesus into the air. I just put my hands over my ears. I don't hear them. In a way, I don't even see them. But I know what's going on. And when they pray and they pray and they pray and they ask for this and for that, I don't answer. The devil does. The devil answers their prayers. Then they turn around and believe it's God because they're worshiping their idol. What a shame, what a shame. Idol worshippers in the body of Christ. But my flock, dig yourself in, get into the Bible, pray, pray, pray. Have communion daily. Seek your brothers and sisters. Help those who need help. Then on that watchtower, be sure to have plenty of oil for your lamps. My son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, is due to appear any day. Unplug those ears, point that nose in the Bible, use those eyes to read the Word of God, the wisdom of God. Don't get discouraged because the enemy is attacking you, because you're doing the things of God. But you have to have it in your heart. Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's hard. But God is there 24 hours a day. Even though you don't understand certain things, my angels are near you, are around you, are protecting you. Armies have to be organized, have to work together, have to take orders, have to do their jobs. Remember, the love of God is there. The arms of God are there. You're facing a wave, a storm of evil. The only way to get through it is to band together, know the manners and ways of God through reading the Bible, fellowshipping, helping each other. The wolves are there, the dogs, the demonic forces. Make your guys strong as possible by uniting together. Stop fighting, stop arguing. The minute those thoughts get into your mind, get rid of them. The enemy will place those things to get that spot going. There's no fruit in the army of God, fighting and bickering among themselves. Well, Raymond, get some rest. Talk to you on another day. So be it. So be it. So be it. Over. 3:02 a.m. on the 12th of December, 2006. Over.